Hi, welcome back to SharePoint Conference Television. Live right here, powered by Channel 9 in Las Vegas, on the conference floor at SharePoint Conference. We're excited to be here. It's been a phenomenal day. Everyone is so enthusiastic about all the transformation that's happening in our industry. And I have four people here with me today that are really doing some wonderful work in the community in a very innovative way that they're going to share with you today. So if you'd all introduce yourselves. Paul, you want to get started?
Yeah, my name's Paul Gallagher. I come from the UK. I'm a SharePoint consultant developer. I've been working with SharePoint since Tahoe days, so going quite a way back now. Recently obviously got involved in the SharePoint community and got involved with these guys with SharePoint SP24 conference.
That's great. That's great. Thank you for that. Bud?
My name is Vlad Kafrinescu. I'm a SharePoint IT admin, SharePoint MVP. I work at WSP Group, the global engineering company. And I started the team with SP24, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's very exciting.
My name is Matthias Einig. I'm also a SharePoint Server MVP, and I work for a company in Sweden called Treton 37 as a SharePoint architect. I'm primarily a developer. I started developing 10 years ago for SharePoint, so I'm quite some time in the business already. And I've also my own company with a product for SharePoint code analysis.
Yeah, interesting. That's really interesting.
My name is Stefan Bauer. I'm from Austria. And I work as an information architect for a small company in Austria, and I'm into SharePoint since 2005. So this was my first, and I've always started to work with SharePoint with branding stuff. I develop and also do consulting.
That's great. 2005, we joined the same year.
Yeah.
Transformative time,
yeah.
Right? Exactly. So Vlad, tell us a little bit about how the idea for the SP24 conference came up, because I find the whole structure of it really interesting, and I'd like to know about its history a little more.
Sure. So me and Mark Jones were also founders of SharePointCommunity.net, and we're looking for a new project, because we always want to do like new cool stuff for the community. So we're looking for what else can we do, like something that has never been done before for SharePoint. And then we saw this conference called TFT, Tomorrow's Future Today, founded by Chris Dancy, also in the UK. And his idea was basically a 24-hour conference and free for anybody to attend.
Wow.
So nobody would have to pay to attend the conference. You'd still have the same world-class speakers, but you wouldn't pay anything, and everybody could watch it from all over the world. So it's basically free knowledge. So really liked that idea, so we started working on it and call it SP24.
That's great. That's great. 24 hours of SharePoint. I'm such a SharePoint geek. That makes me so happy. I love that. So if I come to the conference in this virtual way, which is so interesting, what am I going to learn about, Paul?
We've got two tracks on the conference, two live tracks. So we've got a business track and a technical track, which will appeal to the IT pros and the developers. We're also going to be running some on-demand sessions as well, which will kind of roll out throughout the 24-hour period. So SP24 is happening on the 16th of April this year. It's going to start at 9 a.m. New Zealand time, and then it's going to follow the sun across the globe and finish 24 hours later in Hawaii. We've got some great speakers lined up. We've got a mixture of kind of famous SharePoint faces, the likes of the sort of Joel Olson, the Jeremy Thakes, Wendy Neal, etc. And we're also then doing some crowdsourcing of speakers and giving sort of some new speakers the opportunity to kind of get the message across. So we kind of wanted to make this content available to people that probably can't get to the SPC conferences, right. SharePoint Saturdays, and kind of deliver it right to their desk.
That's amazing. And you hit on a key point there, which I think is important. You know, those of us who've been in the SharePoint space a long time, we have the benefit of being well-known speakers or what have you, but there's a lot of other people out there that are providing key content. So you curated the speakers in a crowdsourcing model. Tell us about that. That's fascinating.
Yeah. So actually we thought we want to do it from the community, for the community. So the idea was to give everybody the opportunity to also participate in the conference as a speaker, and also encourage new speakers to have the possibility and something like that. So we basically created two lists for the different tracks, a business track list and a technical track list, and basically everybody could sign in there with his Twitter account and could submit a session and make a little abstract about his session, what he wants to talk about, and then everybody could vote on these sessions.
That's great.
And we had the session submission open for about 2.5 months, and during that time the voting was also happening, and we closed voting on the 31st of January, and basically then we started going through all the sessions which have been submitted and go through the votes, and and the voting is of course only one part of it. As Paul said just before, we have of course some famous speakers just to provide high quality content as well, right, and also attract more people, but we wanted to give also others the opportunity to participate, so it's a mixture. And the most challenging part actually of selecting the speakers at the end was also to fitting them into the time zones.
Yes.
Because basically everybody wants to speak at the same time, like in the afternoon in GMT. I don't know why, but it was
because we've had enough coffee then, that's why.
it was the most troublesome part to get everybody in a reasonable time zone where they are living, that they can still speak.
Right. Well, next time you need the night shift covered, I'm your girl for that, because I'm a night person. Most of my colleagues are day people, and I'm actually not. So I usually do the late night calls. That's great. But if you're going to drive people to a virtual conference with this great kind of community curated content, it would seem to me that the user experience would be really important. Is that true? What happened there in terms of the way it was designed?
Yeah, the user experience is really important. And we for the sessions, for the conference, we created some session rooms where you can have not only the video, but to see also what goes on, what is going on Twitter, what is in the chat, so that the people can directly ask questions and communicate with each other during the sessions.
That's great.
And the website we built up on SharePoint Foundation, and it is responsive, so you can display it on your mobile device, on your tablet as well. And
that's wonderful. Responsive design, music to my ears, right? Want to have a great experience across all devices, that's super important, especially now, And I think that the virtual global nature of our community is just evidenced by what everybody's doing. So, and I want to remind everybody that this is free for attendees, right? Yeah. This is a free virtual conference.
Free. Absolutely free.
SP24.com is the place to go and sign up.
Great.
Register. Microsoft have supported us. We've got Bill Baer doing the keynote as well, so we've got a great keynote speaker.
That's
who's going to kick the conference off for us, so we're really looking forward to it.
And people can stay engaged in the conversation at SP24Conf, that's your Twitter handle also, and then as you mentioned, SP24Conf.com, and if they have any questions, they can find any of us or SPCTV on Twitter, and we'll make sure that folks get pointed to the right direction. So we're really happy we're here. Microsoft appreciates everything that you're doing for the community. We know that it takes a lot of free and extra time that is above and beyond everybody's jobs. And so, I just think it's a testament to how much we love what we do and we're committed to moving forward. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate it.
Also, if you want a free t-shirt.
Oh,
this.
Free t-shirts. I like free t-shirts.
We're going to have them tomorrow. We're going to bring them at the conference.
Oh, wonderful.
We have Bill Baer. We have everything on here. So if you want a free t-shirt like that, make sure you come see one of us tomorrow.
That's wonderful. And they can see some of you also at the SPUG Leadership Luncheon that's happening tomorrow too, right?
Yeah.
That's great. So if you run a SharePoint user group out there, definitely come to this event. It's going to be at noon. Bring your lunch. It'll be fun. If you have any questions about that, you can find more on SharePointConference.com, and we'll have some more events after that. But the community is alive and well here, and so we're happy that you came and joined us. Again, this is SharePoint Conference Television, powered by Channel 9. There's so much going on. Let's get out there and get busy.